3. Layla's hand brushed Michael's, and their fingers interlaced. "Got bad news," Weaver said. "Samson sent a team into a tunnel connecting to the rudders from inside the ship, but the issue seems to be on the outside."
"So they're going to need us to fix it from..."
Layla's words trailed off, and Michael squeezed her hand. "Afraid so," Weaver said. He hurried toward the launch bay doors, leaving Michael and Layla alone. Most of Teams Apollo and Angel stood near the portholes of the launch bay. Lightning illuminated their uneasy faces as they awaited orders. All eyes were on Michael and Layla as they suited up. He pulled his chest piece from his locker and slipped it over his head. After putting his arms through the slots, he rotated for Layla to fasten the clasps on either side. The single piece fit snugly over his synthetic suit, but it was lightweight enough that it didn't weigh him down once his boots hit solid ground.
"We're still on for dinner later, right?" he said, smiling at Layla.
Yes, of course," she said.
The hitch in her voice broke Michael's heart. He wasn't afraid to die if it meant saving the hive, but the thought of losing her terrified him.
"Is there any chance," he said quietly, "that if I ordered you to stay here, you'd listen to me?"
Layla grinned.
"Why would I ever start listening to you now?"
She leaned in until they were so close he could smell the mint on her breath.
"You sure you know what you're doing?" she asked.
Michael nodded. 3 years ago, he had fixed one of the ship's rudders, but that had been in clear skies. He hoped this would be another easy fix, say, an open circuit, but he wouldn't know until they were up there.
"Your turn," Michael said.
He gazed into Layla's dark eyes. It was exactly her height now. When they were growing up, she had been a bit taller, but he caught up. He liked finally being on her level.
"What's our plan?" she asked.
Michael had to smile at her use of "our." Layla wasn't just his lover, she was his best friend. She was his person, and always had been.
"Diagnose the problem,"
he cocked his chin at the coils of wire on the floor.
"And fix it.
And don't get fried,"
she added with a half-hearted grin.
"Right," he said. "Make a note. Don't get fried."
Michael secured the clap.